Craig Conroy coming up in just over half an hour. I wonder how people in Calgary are thinking, you know, watching Matthew Tkachuk and what he's been doing for the Florida Panthers. And I'm curious what his brother's thinking, watching him be an absolute rock star. I mean, game winners in game one, game two, game four. That one was probably the coolest one because it was on home ice and it sent everyone packing with 4 seconds to go. Here he is, the captain of the Ottawa Senators, Brady Tkachuk. How you doing, Brady?
Yeah, great, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. I know you weren't at the game last night, but you've been watching it all, and you've seen a bunch of what these guys are doing and what your brother's doing, and like the clutch gene. Are you a believer in that? And how much of it are you seeing out of your brother the last month and a half?
Yeah, no, it's definitely been special. It's been just to see him kind of find that next level. You know, being a just as his brother, just trying my best to support him in every way I can. And honestly, it's been, a great experience for me because, I just see what, he's putting into it and just how much his intensity has kind of created, where Florida is now. He I said this earlier, it's just he single-handedly, put them in this position and he just keeps stepping up at the right times. And it's been great for me because, I see what he's doing and it's created this extra, motivation for myself and, that's something I want to do, and I want to provide to Ottawa. I think the city needs it, and it's been great because I get to watch Matthew firsthand. Hopefully, he gets it done this year, and after that, it's our turn up in Ottawa.
How much fun is Big Walt having at the games? Does he take a pregame nap for all that excitement he's got going on up there, or how much fun is he having?
You'd think he's a player right now with his routine. He's he gets the morning
do tell,
walk.
Do tell, do tell, do tell.
He's got the morning walk in. He wants to go pregame with the boys, but instead he's just chill out the house, sits by the pool, and then I think he does get a little pregame nap in, and then it's kind of all sails ahead. So it's been great. He's been loving it. Now my mom has been down there a lot. My sister has been making trips here and there, and of course, been to two games kind of in the background, but just to see how proud my parents are and my sister and myself just of Matthew and what he's done, and it's been awesome. The family's fired up, and you hear of a lot of people here in St. Louis, everybody's watching right now, so it's definitely cool to see, and I'm happy for Matthew.
Yeah, watching this this run for Matthew, Brady, you talked about how you'd like to do it yourself. Is there anything you take away in just seeing what the guys have had to go through to go deep into the playoffs, the level of play, the difference between regular season and the playoffs?
Oh, just, just to relate to them, it's just we're 6 points behind them, and it's and I think the biggest lesson I think that everybody's learning is that once you get in, anything could happen. And I will say this, and I've said this to him, I've probably been doubting the most from the start, playing against Boston or, playing against them this year. It's some of the hardest games. They don't give you much. And just seeing that they just had the belief, that Matthew tells you about, the belief in the locker room, and it goes back to when they were down 3-1. He's like, our only goal right now is to make them fly back to Florida for game six. And then they win game six, go into game seven in Boston, and I see him, he's packed for a week. So the little things that I caught on with him and just the belief and just being with Matthew, it's of course playoffs is a huge deal, but it's almost like he predicted and knew this was going to happen. He had that feeling. So just to kind of be near and see that, and then of course with how he's been performing on the ice, and I think – just the next day he moves on from it. It's just, it's crazy in that aspect that he's just always focused on the next one. So, now I think this is the farthest that anybody's ever been in our family. Of course, I don't think my dad got to this position. So, everyone's, for sure, all in with Matthew right now.
We're chatting with Brady Tkachuk. You expect Brooks Koepka to be riding the cup final wave? Like, what's it like hanging out with Koepka? Everyone saw the vid, you and him and the Wanamaker trophy. This guy's been on fire down there in South Florida.
Yeah, no, it's especially if the Heat win as well. It's been great for them, for that community down there in South Florida. And yeah, he's big Panther fan, so I'd expect him to kind of be there the rest of the way, and it's great, of course, just seeing, you know, I'm biased, but see what Matthew's done for them, and just everybody talks about the difference, the different kind of element he brought in, and it's exactly what the team needed. I know it was a crazy trade at the time, but we knew what Matthew was all about, and I think he's stepping up, and he's stepping up in a big way. He's proven a lot of people wrong, and he's carrying the load and just doing it because I know he fully believes in himself and in that team.
Brady, there's been nights where I've called your game that we've been down in Florida, and the building does not sound and look like that. I mean, you know, it's a situation you're looking at. It's sold out. The fans are going nuts. They're throwing rats. I mean, is it hockey fever down there? I mean, if you build a winner, they'll come, because, like I say, there were some nights where it was pretty lean, where, you know, you could tell there was maybe 10,000 people in the stands instead of them hanging from the rafters.
Yeah, no, it's honestly, it's kind of giving me chills, you know, going down there and seeing, you know, those two games and seeing almost the big moment, the pop-off that the fans get. And honestly, it's just something that I want to bring to Ottawa. I think, you know, the city needs it. You know, it's been 6 years, and that's all it's been on my mind is, you know, going to watch Matthew. Of course, I want him to get it done, and have all the faith and confidence him in, and being his number one fan. But just seeing that, it just always, you know, motivates me to do this in Ottawa. You know, I go back to, you know, their cup run a bunch of years ago, and then their run there in 2017. It's something that you see how passionate Ottawa is, and it's just you kind of got a taste of it throughout this year, and how we are pushing really close, and it's something that, of course, you see now that it's not about getting the playoffs for them. I think Florida was happy to get in the playoffs, but they believe that they can go even farther. So I think that's going to be our expectations moving forward is that not only do we want to take the next step, but we just got to have that belief that we can beat anybody.
With Brady Tkachuk, any of these prospective new owners out in Ottawa reaching out to you? And if so, if they called you and said, hey, what's it like, you know, being an Ottawa Senator, what kind of pitch would you make to them?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I think I know as much as everybody else does. It's I don't know too much what's going on in the background, and of course it's exciting, it's been a long process for everybody, and just I think everybody's just interested and intrigued on what's going to happen, and you know, I know it's going to be whatever happens going to be what's meant to be, but I'm excited. Of course, it's I think they're inheriting a great group of guys and a team that can do a lot of special things down the road. Of course, there's no pressure, but I think that's just the belief that, you know, being gone for a month and talking to a lot of the guys, everybody wants to get back going again and kind of just do what Florida's been doing and proving everybody wrong. And I think that speaks volumes to the character we have in the room, is that we want to be in this, everybody agrees, we want to be in this position that Florida is, and all the doubters doubted them, but it's all about proving them wrong.
Brady, what's the routine for you as far as, do you take a little bit of time after the season, let the body heal and get back to working out? Like for us on the panel here, it was always a couple months off, and then you start in the summer and try and chip away at getting back into shape. But in today's athlete, is it almost year-round, or what's it like for you?
Yeah, I think I took probably a shorter time off because I probably have way more motivation to get back into working out, just seeing what Matthew's doing. I probably took a little bit of a shorter break. I'd say it's more year-round now, but it's also important. There's a lot of bumps and bruises throughout the season, and you got to make sure those are healed up, and so there's no issues throughout the summer. But, yeah, there's definitely been way more motivation to get going and to take that next step and next level, you know, as a player as well.
Brady, I want to go back to Walt. Most dads, hockey dads, they never played. They don't know what the hell's going on. You guys have emerged as NHL superstars. Does although your dad was an NHL superstar himself, does the advice and the game, like the in-game comments, do they slow down, or is Walt still in your both of your ears after games and stuff?
Oh, he's as invested as anybody. He's still, we still get solid advice after every games, and a tough stretch. If we're both individually having a tough stretch, he'll kind of light that fire underneath us to get going again, and. But it's all because, of course, he loves us. But he's just such a useful, almost, tool to have that, like you said, not many people have their dads be unbelievable hockey players when they played and know what they're talking about. But and that it's just a tool that's kind of separate from coaches and people in the hockey world, just to have him just kind of see his point of view in certain things and what he would do. And I think it's helped Matthew and I tremendously. But for sure, after a bad game, it takes me a little bit longer to, check my phone because I'm not sure what's going to be on it when after the game.
So if Big Walt's going to light the fire, what would that sound like coming from him to one of you guys?
Yeah, well, I think everyone close to him knows for sure that just play better. So that's probably number one that he's used, but it's just certain things where, certain situations, plays and other things like that. But, I know he's probably number one fan for, the Panthers and then for the Sens during the year. So he's as invested as anybody.
Well, it's going to be a Wild Cup final. Obviously, the Tkachuks are well represented with Matthew on his way there and the Panthers. And like you've been saying, Brady, everyone's waiting for Ottawa to take that next step. It feels like every year you guys are getting better and better. And I'm sure the expectations will be just that for next season. Really appreciate the insight and you finding time for us. We'll do it again down the road and enjoy the rest of the off season.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
You got it, Brady Tkachuk, captain of the Ottawa Senators.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's people that talk about, Waltz may have been the catalyst for Florida when, wasn't he on the morning
first
show?
AK. Yeah,
he was on with AK Carlo and AK. Right?
It was like, they're soft. They're getting
what
they
deserve.
Yeah, what they deserve.
They're getting what they deserve.
That's tough.
Maybe that was the turning point because it was public. He's a public guy, and everyone hears about a Walt Tkachuk comment. And who knows, man? Who knows?
Well, it seemed like kind of after that interview, they kind of went on that run. Now, you can have your TSN turning point. Obviously, Alex Lyon played very well. It started here in Toronto. Maurice melting down on the bench on was it a disallowed goal or something? And they ended up overturning it, but he still had the meltdown, right? Like it was such a weird, you could point to a couple different things and go, okay, there it was. It was Walt's comments. It's Lyon taking over a net. It's Maurice melting down. But it's, I liked what he said where, there was a belief kind of where the guys are like, hey, it's almost like you're loose. You're like, whatever happens, hey, we're down in this series against Boston. You're down 3-1. It's like, yeah, let's make them go back to Florida. That's all we need to do, And now they're on this crazy run. Seemed pretty pretty cool to see.
Pretty incredible. Yeah, you look at it like Bob took over in that series, obviously, but you look at the last two rounds, he's 8-1.
Rockstar.
8-1, and the one game he lost, he gave up 2 to the Leafs in game 4. Like, that's how good he's played. That's how, the Panthers, and because he's played so well, it's allowed other parts of their game, to be profiled. Like, Matthew Tkachuk has been so clutch. The reason he can be is because Bob's keeping the puck out of the net. Like, these guys aren't scoring 5-6 goals a night.
No.
Like, right. They're squeezing by. They're winning. All these games are tight. The Leafs series, they won game 1, 4-2. I think it was with an empty netter. Maybe Montour made it 4-2. Yeah. 3-2 game 2. Game 3 was in overtime, 3-2. Like, every game is a one-goal game, and it's tight. And they're winning in overtime. Like, it's...
But they're comfortable in that, which is crazy.
They
are.
You look at the way they play. We've talked about it a lot. Dump and chase. They play physically. When in doubt, they just flip the puck out. They've mastered that effectively. Like, just relieve stress from their zone. And that's enough. Yeah. They're in a cup final. So, good for them.
Now they get to sit back.
What's that?
Now they get to sit back. Now they could just
maybe not
play
for long. I mean, if Vegas wins here,
for a night.
Exactly.
We didn't say that. you know Pete DeBoer and the Stars are going to fight back.
Exactly. You think so? Your guys are going to win tonight.
Spotter, your boy, and Pete, yeah, they're going to battle back.
Yep, sure.
If you say sweep, they might fly up here and attack you.
What if they get swept? I mean, what do you want out of me? I don't play the games. I'm just saying. You know, smart money is on
smart
Dallas
money
tonight.
They're
smart
sitting in the dressing room right now listening
smart
to
money's
us
on Dallas. Yeah, for sure.